Welcome to Dancin' Moon Songcast. I'm Scott Simpson, casting from Dancin' Moon Studio in Spearfish Canyon on the north end of the Black Hills of South Dakota, right on the banks of the Spearfish Creek. If you'd like to follow along, you can download a free PDF of my lyric book from scottsimpsonmusic.com/lyrics. And of course, you can find links to all my music there as well. So let's get casting and find out what song we're going to talk about this time. Well, welcome to our first episode of 12, in which we're going to be looking at each of the songs from the new album, Keys to My Head. Today's episode, we're going to take a look at the very first track on that album. It's called If You Want to Make a Song. And so we'll give that a listen now and talk a little bit about lyrics and the music on the other side. Well, you gotta have a hole in your heart, stick out your neck so long. Give everybody the keys to your head if you wanna make a song. You gotta have a hole in your heart, stick out your neck so long. Give everybody the keys to your head if you wanna make a song. When the tension's just too much, or even not quite enough, I know I need to tune it up, or else I'm always gonna play too rough. Yeah, sometimes it's just electric, and other times it's just not. Yeah, but all that really matters to me is that I resonate with all I've got. Yeah, you gotta have a hole in your heart, stick out your neck so long. Give everybody the keys to your head if you wanna make a song. Gotta have a hole in your heart, stick out your neck so long. Give everybody the keys to your head if you wanna make a song. Yeah, yeah.
From anyone who lays a finger on me now. I wanna build us a bridge, but never string you along. Yeah, some people say I'm just wound too tight. Well, I put my nylons on and we go out on the town in my exotic top. Yeah, if you and I can strike all the right chords, I know we're never gonna stop, no, no, yeah. You gotta have a hole in your heart, stick out your neck so long. Give everybody the keys to your head if you wanna make a song. See, you gotta have a hole in your heart, stick out your neck so long. Give everybody the keys to your head if you wanna make a song.
Before we jump into talking a little bit about that song and looking at the lyrics, I want to talk just about briefly about the album as a whole. We'll mention a few of these things in each of these episodes, I think, probably. But the album was released, was just released, actually, as of the recording of this podcast episode. January 15th. Most of it was completed by the end of 2020. And it's made up of 12 songs,
three of which had been written probably the previous year, 2019, in three songs that were kind of bouncing around in my head. I was finishing up another project, the Ozzy's Guitar 20 Years Later project, and I had these handful of songs that were kind of bouncing around. And then in February of 2020, I was invited by a good friend to participate in something that she had been a part of for a while, FAWM, F-A-W-M, which is February Album Writing Month, which is just a sort of an online community that kind of agrees to be inspired by a few prompts, write and record a few songs and post them to the community, give and receive feedback and that sort of thing. So I had three of these songs together prior to that. During that time, I wrote, I believe, 10 songs during February. Eight of them I deemed ready for this album. And then I wrote one more song later in March that was in response to the pandemic, which, of course, then obviously kicked in mid-March, and which we are still in the throes of at this time. So that makes up the 12 songs. I think what's important, and I'll talk about each of the songs as we go along, some of the themes that came up during the FAWM project that resulted in songs were the Wanderlust theme, which of course is just about getting out and traveling. Several songs were the result of that theme. There was another theme that was from the perspective of an inanimate object. And about three of the songs that are on the album came out of that prompt. And then there was another one that was that did result in one song that's on this project or on this album, which was either a folk tale or folk song connection. And so we'll talk about that later. But this particular song, If You Want to Make a Song, came out of that inanimate object prompt. So that really, when this song began, I was thinking, okay, I need to write a song from the perspective of an inanimate object. And as I said, there are three songs on the album that came out of that. But this one in particular, I centered on a guitar. And so really, the song in that sense began simply with me thinking about what are the elements of a guitar, how can I get as many of those elements, references to those elements into the song as possible, speaking from the perspective of a guitar, and it really became sort of almost a little bit of a riddle, you know, what am I kind of thing. And that was really where the song began. In talking about songwriting in general, for me, any kind of a song that ends up being a good song more than likely has some fairly deep personal connections. But those personal connections can sometimes they come from an immediate event. You know, there's an event happening, and I'm moved to write about that event, and I either write about it in very autobiographical terms or in, you know, slightly more universal terms, but it's really directly coming out of an incident or a situation or something like that. The other way for me, or one of the other ways that a song comes about, is it begins perhaps with a prompt or a challenge maybe that has nothing necessarily personal about it. But in the process of working through the prompt or the challenge, part of the process is discovering or uncovering those important personal connections, those things that make a song, more than just an exercise. So in saying that, I would say that anytime a song begins with a prompt, it is in some way first an exercise. And then if it's to be a good song, it has to, I have to uncover those important personal connections. So that's kind of the context for this song. It's first and foremost a song about a guitar, from a guitar's perspective. And then what makes it, I think, a good song and a song worthy of being on the album then, of course, is the fact that it lifts beyond that for me. So we'll talk a little bit about some of that. But let's go ahead and dive into the lyrics and take a look at them in both ways. Both the bass level, kind of like, you know, obviously there was a prompt going on here and getting certain ideas or words in for certain reasons. But then how we lift that beyond simply just that exercise. So, you gotta have a hole in your heart. Stick out your neck so long. Give everybody the keys to your head if you wanna make a song. You gotta have a hole in your heart. Stick out your neck so long. Give everybody the keys to your head if you wanna make a song. Okay, so those who are, you know, paying attention may fairly quickly pick up on this being a guitar. Obviously, there's a sound hole right there in the heart of the guitar. Guitar has a neck that sticks out pretty long. And then a guitar, of course, has a key or has a head, and that head has keys on it, tuning keys. So there's where it starts. There's where the idea starts. But of course, each of these has that deeper meaning as well. The hole in your heart. There's a yearning. There's an emptiness. There's a something that's missing. There's a resonance there in the center of the chest. And if you're going to make a good song, it's got to have that. That chest connection, that heart connection, that thing that there's a hollowness there, there's a yearning for something, and so that's important. Sticking out your neck, you know, obviously we use that to mean putting things out there on the line that you could get in trouble for. You know, you stick out your neck, you could get your head chopped off. There's a vulnerability there. I think for a song to be a good song, you've got to have some vulnerability there. You've got to be willing to divulge something that could get you into trouble, or at least bring judgment upon yourself. And give everybody the keys to your head. So, obviously, in the very literal sense, the guitar is tuned. It's put in tune via those keys, and whoever's playing the guitar is the one putting the guitar into tune. And there are multiple kinds of keys. There's the tuning key, and then there's the key that unlocks. And both keys, I think, come into play here. Clearly, if I write something and you read it or you listen to that song, I have given you some keys to my head. to understanding who I am, some keys. Whether the song is fictional or autobiographical or some mixture of the two, you're free to make assumptions, decisions, assessments, analyses of me based on what I've put out. That's something that happens all the time, and even though artists complain about it, it's something that you give people. When you create something, especially if it involves words, and you put it out there, you are handing people keys to your head, keys that may unlock certain things, may give them insights into certain things, may allow them to peek in. And so all of those, and I think in a sense, what I really liked about the song once I got started with it is I envisioned it being advice that you might give someone. Like, I'm just recently a grandfather. Advice you might give a grandson or a granddaughter. Drawing lessons out of a guitar, you know, like the guitar. If you want to create something, you got to have these three things. You got to have a hole in your heart, a yearning. You have to stick out your neck. You have to be willing to be vulnerable. And you've got to take the risk of giving people keys to unlocking things about you, things that you may or may not want them to know or see. But you give them keys when you create well, when you make something. So that's one of the things, and that's also one of the reasons why this ended up providing kind of the title for the album. A lot of times I'll do an album title based on the title of one of the songs, you know, the title song, but I didn't really do that in this album, which is different for me. I took, and not even exactly a line from the song, but I took a concept from the song, Keys to My Head. So moving on in the lyrics, we get into the first verse. When the tension's too much, or even not quite enough, I know I need to tune it up, or else I'm always gonna play too rough. Yeah, sometimes it's just electric, and other times it's not. But all that really matters to me is that I resonate with all that I've got. So again, we have an exercise in bringing in terminology that connects with the inanimate object, the guitar. The tension on the strings, of course. Sometimes it could be too much. Sometimes it could be not quite enough. And that's when you got to tune it up, or it's going to play a little rough. It's not going to sound right. It's going to have some raw, rotten notes in there. And sometimes it's electric, you know, either electric guitar or electric pickup on an acoustic guitar. And other times it's not. Sometimes it's just acoustic. But all that really matters is that I resonate with all I've got. And that's, of course, what makes the sound in the guitar. And so all of those being lessons about, I think, creating, being vulnerable, performing in front of people, and not just music, but being on display, that getting the tension just right, tuning things up just right, is incredibly important. If I'm going to connect with others, and sometimes, of course, we talk about things being really electric, really charged, you know, exciting, the excitement there. And sometimes they're not. But what matters is that I resonate with all that I've got, that the vibrations, the sounds, the ideas, the images that I'm putting out, that they resonate, that they're magnified. They're magnified by, and quite literally, you know, that's what that hole does in the guitar. It causes a resonation. It causes the sound to be magnified. And, you know, there's a lesson there in that. It's difficult to feel somehow incomplete, to feel a void, a hole. And yet perhaps in some ways that hole, that incompleteness is part of what enables us to resonate, enables our ideas to resonate. You know, if I don't have that emptiness, that slight yearning, I may not make any sound at all. And we, of course, get back then to the chorus. You got to have a hole in your heart, stick out your neck so long, give everybody the keys to your head if you want to make a song. And we have a little instrumental in there. The instrumental gave me an opportunity to bring in the electric guitar. I wanted to try to get in as many sorts of guitars as possible. One thing that I haven't mentioned yet is on this album, I made the decision to, normally my instrument at the center of any given song is usually an acoustic guitar, but usually steel stringed. I decided that I wanted to begin every song, at the center of every song, was nylon strings. The intimacy and the softness of that were important. So I either used as the main instrument on every song on the album an acoustic classical nylon stringed guitar, or ukulele, which also has nylon strings. And the nylon comes in here in this upcoming last verse. But in the instrumental, we have the opportunity to bring in the electric guitar, and I think we've got acoustic nylon stringed as the main instrument in the song, and then some rhythm acoustic guitar as well, with steel strings. So then we have the bridge. Once again, an exercise in bringing in as many guitar terms as possible. So, I'm not just a nut, always thinking everybody's just picking on me. So, of course, the nut is the up there at the end of the neck on the guitar, right before you get to the tuning keys. Everybody always picking on me. Got to strap on some confidence. Got a strap there. Get respect from anyone who lays a finger on me. Okay. Getting respect from those players. Of course, don't lay a finger on me, of course, is something we use when someone's doing something negative to us. But in this case, that wouldn't necessarily be negative for the guitar. But getting respect, having that respect. I want to build us a bridge, which of course is there on the guitar, where just before the strings go back into the main body, but never string you along. Some people say I'm just wound too tight. I'll put my nylons on. Here's where the nylons come in. We'll go out on the town in my exotic top. Of course, many guitars have that exotic wood top. If you and I can strike all the right chords, I know we're never going to stop. So in this bridge, really is a whole list of terms from. So if you didn't, you know, if you didn't get the fact that this is a guitar in that opening verse, surely by the time you're done with the bridge, you'll get that if you know those terms. But at the same time, of course, we have to make all of these things, and we're not just creating a pun here. All of these have a weight to bear, to really move us along in the ideas, building bridges, not stringing people along, not being wound too tight, but knowing when to put the nylons on and go out on the town in the exotic top, striking the right chords. You know, in so many ways, it's a relationship. A relationship maybe between guitar and songwriter, working together, collaborating on this important task of making a song, of writing a song, of creating a song, and then of presenting a song to everyone around. We wrap it up by returning to the refrain of the chorus. You got to have a hole in your heart, stick out your neck so long. Give everybody the keys to your head if you want to make a song. You got to have a hole in your heart. You got to, if you want to make a song, you got to have a hole in your heart, stick out your neck so long. Give everybody the keys to your head if you want to make a song. So really, in a way, I suppose this is a song that is trying to get at what songwriting is. From my perspective, something about vulnerability, about addressing the emptiness, and it's definitely, as we get into the bridge, especially, about making those connections, bridging between, not only between instrument and songwriter or singer, but bridging between instrument, songwriter, singer, and listener, and the important elements of community that moves us into. So as I said, as far as the music goes on this, this one, I wanted to get in several different instruments, we got the nylon stringed acoustic guitar, the steel string acoustic guitar, the electric guitar, and I think those are all the guitars that we got in. It's also a tribute to my instrument of choice, the guitar. I remember when I, as a kid, just deeply desiring a guitar. I got one when I was little. It was slightly more than a toy guitar, not a lot more. It was what my parents could afford at the time, and of course that was great. And then extremely frustrating very quickly, because if you've ever had one of those cheap little kid guitars, you know that the action's massive, and your fingers are just, you know, when you're first starting to play the guitar, your fingers hurt all the time anyway. But then when you've got this guitar that there's just no way you're going to get a good tone out of it. So then I inherited a guitar that an uncle was willing to pass on to me, which was a better guitar. I don't even recall, because I haven't seen it for years. I don't even recall now what brand it was, but it had the same problem. You know, the action was way too high, and you get discouraged after a little while. So eventually I did get some guitars that I was able to play a little bit better. But it took a long time. It took a long time. I took lessons, I think, when I was probably age 10. And I think I probably took them for a couple of months and then quit because we just kept playing the same dumb, boring songs over and over again. And so my parents, we lived on a college campus, and my parents, there were lots of college guys there who played guitar. And it was the era of, you know, John Denver and James Taylor and Jim Croce. And anyway, so I was able to sit with some of them and get some kind of informal kinds of lessons where I learned to play some things that I actually kind of wanted to play, and Take Me Home Country Roads and 500 Miles and some other things like that. But yeah, without the formal training, my relationship with guitars and without having ever had a whole lot of money, not being able to buy a really expensive guitar, almost always when I have bought a guitar, it has been a guitar that already has some history. I bought it at, you know, used or at a pawn shop or used at a music shop. And almost in all cases, you know, there's a sense of, oh, there's already been a life here. I don't know a lot about that life, but when I acquire the guitar, I begin to give it more life, you know, more stories, more experiences, more journeys and trips. And so I think the song for me is both about songwriting, about vulnerability as an artist, and about my love of guitars. And that guitar definitely has a life that it lives. And it's lived in partnership with the songwriter or the musician who picks up that guitar and hopefully places a finger on it with respect. So there we have it. If you want to make a song, the first song, and in a way the title song, I suppose, of the new album, Keys to My Head, available everywhere, Spotify, Apple Music, iTunes, Amazon Music, anywhere else, anywhere that you get your digital music, you can get Keys to My Head. And I'm so excited to have this out, and I'm excited to talk with you about all of the songs over the next 12 weeks or so. And then we'll have some other things to talk about after that, I'm sure. Thanks for joining me, though, again, for Dancin' Moon Songcast. You can get all of my lyrics, all of my links to all of my music at scottsimpsonmusic.com. And join me every week. Usually try to get these put out on Sundays, so you'll have the whole week afterwards to give it a listen before the next installment comes in. Thanks for joining me, and may you have a wonderful, wonderful week ahead. Stay tuned and be well.